Most of the Midwest will continue to experience some highly favorable weather in the next full week, with very little precipitation of significance expected to impact the key crop areas, meaning that harvesting and crop maturation will advance with very little weather-related delay. The biggest change in today's forecast versus that of yesterday is a little bit of a delay in the arrival of colder air next week, and also a delay in the arrival of more significant rainfall. And because of these changes, there will be an extra day provided at least for some areas in the Midwest to continue to benefit greatly from the relatively dry and summer-like weather pattern which is prevailing across the region. This will help to firm up the soil in those areas that have been a little bit on the wet side, meaning more aggressive field work will likely take place both in the harvest of summer crops as well as the planting of winter grain. And it's also going to continue to be unusually warm, with temperatures well above average over this next several day period. In fact, I think we can go a full week without encountering any kind of serious change in temperatures. And that means that we will be rising in the afternoons to temperature readings that are going to be into the 70s and 80s often. In fact, we'll probably see that beginning here this afternoon across a big part of the Midwest. Afternoon readings in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And as we move on into the day of tomorrow and on through the weekend, we'll see similar readings occurring on a daily basis. Some cooling will be possible in the north as we get into the first part of next week, but the majority of the Midwest will not see a substantial amount of cooling until we get to the end of next week, and more likely in the following weekend. We are going to see the low temperatures at night warming up a little bit more. Recent lows have been in the 40s and 50s. We'll see a little bit more of that tomorrow, but I think most of the lows will be in the 50s and perhaps eventually warming back into some lower 60s for some areas as we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week. We should see some cooling take place in the far northwestern part of the Midwest early next week, but it's not going to be very significant. Temperatures will still be above average, but we'll see a few upper 30 degree lows perhaps showing up in some of the northwesternmost Corn Belt country. It's not just the U.S. Midwest that's going to be experiencing this favorable harvest environment. In many areas in the U.S. Delta, the Tennessee River Basin, and portions of the U.S. Plains and northward up into parts of Canada will all be involved with this, at least at times. The weather won't be as perfect in Canada and the northern and central U.S. plains as that in the Midwest, but there will still be opportunity for significant field progress to take place. The earliest that we could see our weather turn notably colder across the Midwest, of course, will be at the end of next week and the following weekend. And the model data out there, computer forecast model data, is not being very consistent about how cold it will be and what the exact timing that will take place. However, with that said, our trend model continues to point very seriously towards a short-term bout of colder weather, but a quick rebound also is expected to occur a little later in the middle part of the month, with temperatures back into a warm bias again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.